I direct your attention to a parable that Jesus spoke, recorded in the 21st chapter of Matthew, the chapter before our gospel reading today. The parable reads as follows. But what do you think? A man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, "Son, go work today in the vineyard." And he answered, "I will not." But afterward, he regretted it and went. The man came to the second and said the same thing, and he answered, "I will, sir." But he did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father? They said, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Truly I say to you that the tax collectors and prostitutes will get into the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and prostitutes did believe him. And you, seeing this, did not even feel remorse afterward so as to believe him." Have you ever wondered what it would be like to be God? I mean, think of that for just a moment. What would it be like to be God? To have all of that splendor, to have all of that glory, to have all of that power. To be able to say something and it is done. To be able to look at something and it will obey. What would it be like to be God? A second text for today, to go along with the parable that I just read to you, to form our discussion today, comes to us from Psalm number 127. And we read there these words. "Behold, children are a gift of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. How blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them." Children are a blessing from the Lord, the psalmist tells us. And Jesus' parable today is about a man with two sons, with two of his children, the owner of a vineyard. You see the connection. And we put the two together. As we put the two together, along with the words of Jesus after the parable today, I believe we can begin anyway to arrive at an answer to that question we began with. What would it be like to be God? We are told that by the psalmist that children are a blessing from God. Talk to any parent on a bad day, and they're going to tell you something different. What comes to mind is, of course, the old nursery rhyme or the old children's story of the old lady living in the shoe. You remember that one? The woman was being run ragged by her children. The pictures of her she's always disheveled looking. She doesn't know what to do. She's at her wit's end. And I suppose that little children's story of the old lady living in the shoe could very well have been written by the man in Jesus' parable, by the father in Jesus' parable. He has two sons. He asks one to go to work. You heard it. He says, "I will," and he doesn't go. He asks another one to go work, and he says, "I'm not going to do it," in defiance to his father. And afterwards, he decides to go. Yeah, maybe he had the old lady in a shoe in mind already before anyone wrote it down. Both of his sons in this story, and Jesus tells it purposely this way, of course, both of his sons in this parable are disrespectful to him. Each one in a different way, to be sure, but nevertheless, disrespectful. And in that society, and even in our own society, That kind of thing just isn't stood for. But children are a blessing from God, says the psalmist. Our children, of course, from time to time, are disrespectful, drive us to the point that the old lady living in the shoe was at, for one reason or another. Maybe they're always on the phone. Used to mean, of course, talking on the phone, but nowadays, you know what I'm talking about. Always on the phone. But we can't be too quick to blame them because there's a lot of adults that are the very same way. They're playing with things in the household that they shouldn't be playing with. They're breaking things in the household because they're playing with things in the household that they shouldn't be playing with, and therefore they're breaking things that the parents really don't want broken. Mom, I want this. Mom, can I have that? Mom, can I have the other thing? When's Dad getting home? Dad, Mom said this today. You know how it goes. You've been there. It's the old lady in the shoe, but children are a blessing from the Lord. Ask a child to do something. And sometimes you get what you get in this parable. Okay, go back 2 hours later, giving them plenty of time. The task is not done. Still, tell another one to do something. Oh, I don't really want to. Well, then go to your room. Okay. And off they go. Do anything but that thing they were asked and told to do. And when such things happen, the parents' anger begins to burn. The parents begin to reach the end of their rope because the children just aren't respecting them. The children aren't acting the way the parent wants them to act. The children aren't acting in a way the parent expects them to act. And the parent's anger begins to burn, and the parent reaches the end of his or her rope or both of their ropes, trying to avoid the explosion of wrath, and the explosion of anger. And then the child comes and says, I'm sorry. I'll do what you told me to do. I'll get it done. And the child goes and does what he or she was asked. And with those simple words, I'm sorry, the parent's anger is snuffed out. The parent hugs the child. The parent accepts the child back. Even though the parent knows full well this same scene will be played out again, maybe even tomorrow. Doesn't matter. The child is returned. Jesus once said, there is more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Children are a gift from God, even though they oftentimes act like the children in the parable before us today. There is more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents, Jesus says, just as the parent is joyful when the child repents, if you will. Do you still wonder what it's like to be God? Amen.